How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once more, we draw aside the curtain on a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, the illiterate trapper who saved an empire. But first, a word from a familiar voice. And there's a man who speaks wisely. Now step with me behind the scenes to the year of 1843, the rude settlement of Champoeg on the banks of the Willamette River in Pioneer, Oregon. Gathered in a clearing on this May 2nd are over 100 men, many with faces flushed with anger, some their eyes haunted by indecision. It's a strange and motley gathering, brawny American farmers in homespun, bearded French-Canadian trappers in fringed buckskin, cold-eyed British officials of the Hudson Bay Company, and a few American leaders in beaver hats and cravats. Also a couple of French priests in flowing robes. This is a dramatic moment in American history. This meeting at Champoeg may decide whether the vast Oregon territory embracing the present states of Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and part of Montana shall eventually belong to Britain or the United States. A committee chosen some time before has made its recommendation, the formation of a provisional government until such time as the United States will offer its jurisdiction. The British are determined to defeat this resolution. A voice vote is taken, but the roaring ayes and nays seem evenly divided. Next, a show of hands, but this too is impossible to count. And there are cries of divide, divide. And at this moment, a fantastic figure steps into the spotlight of destiny. A huge, swaggering figure with laughing black eyes and a coonskin cap. He's Joe Meek, Mountain Man. At the sight of him, the lips of the British Hudson Bay representatives curled in scorn. A no-good, shiftless, roistering fellow, this Meek. A strutting, illiterate squaw man whose only activity is cadging food from honest people in return for jests and tales of impossible exploits. Joe Meek is a character in the tales of his stratagems to avoid honest work, provide about the only amusements in an otherwise grim life. The more timid are impressed, because there's also an almost hypnotic quality about this huge devil-may-care man with a bull voice, and it's a voice which Joe Meek now uses with greatest effect. Joe Meek shouts, "Who's for divide? All in favor of the report and of organization, follow me." And gesturing many a wavering vote into line, he leads the Americans to one side. The men are counted. 50 are for the report in the United States, 50 against. All eyes turn toward two unhappy French Canadians who still stand undecided between the two groups. Their votes will determine whether London or Washington shall rule the Oregon Territory. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. As they stood wavering, the voice of Joe Meek roared out, "Mathieu, Lucier, remember what I told you about them taxes?" The two talked excitedly. It was true. Monsieur Meek had laughed at their fears about taxes, had guffawed that he'd been an American for 30-some years and never paid any taxes yet. And once more, like a summoning trumpet, the big mountain man's voice bawls out, "Mathieu and Lucier, this way." They stepped over to the American side, and the vast empire of the Pacific Northwest is on its way toward United States rule. And for one brief but glorious second, the shaggy figure of Joe Meek, the unlettered mountain man, basked in history's spotlight before swaggering back behind the scenes. And now this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into the dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.